present All Gas and Gators. The bishop has a flutter. Starring Robertson Hare, William Mervyn, John Barron, and Jonathan Cecil. In the hall of the palace, the bishop, wearing his top hat and overcoat, is waiting impatiently.
Newt! Aren't you ready yet?
Not quite.
Well, hurry up. We shall be late.
Shan't you a minute, my lord?
Oh, really, how tiresome. Who on earth can that be? Oh, Henry.
Morning, bishop.
We were just going out.
Oh, I shan't keep you a minute.
Oh, very well. You'd better come in.
Thank you, bishop.
Well, what is it, Henry?
Aren't you going into your study, Bishop?
What? Oh, well, yes, I suppose so. You've come about something important, have you?
Yes, Bishop. Very important.
Oh, well, you'd better come into the study, then.
Oh, thank you, Bishop.
Well, now, Henry, what is it?
Well, aren't you going to ask me to sit down?
Oh, I suppose so, Henry. Do sit down.
Thank you, Bishop. I always like this chair. Really comfy.
Now, look, Henry, I'm in a hurry. As I tell you, I'm just going out. Would you mind coming to the point?
Of course, Bishop, of course. That is...
What? What is it now?
Nothing. I just wondered. I suppose there isn't time for...
Time for what?
A glass of sherry.
No, Henry. There is not. Will you please tell me what I can do for you?
Well, Bishop, it's more a case of what I can do for you.
Really? In what way?
Oh, well, I've come to offer you a chance to make some money.
Oh, my dear Henry, how very kind of you.
Not at all, Bishop. You are the first person I thought of.
Really, dear old friend, you must tell me all about it.
Oh, right, Bishop. You see, it's like this.
One moment, Henry. Have a glass of sherry.
I don't want to hold you up.
Oh, nonsense, Henry, nonsense, I insist. Now, there you are.
Oh, thank you, Bishop. Cheers.
Cheers, Henry. Well, now, what's all this about making money?
Well, Bishop, I'm running a draw for the old people's home. I thought you'd like to buy a ticket.
Oh, Henry, not that again. You were here last week selling tickets for that.
Oh, dear, was I?
Yes, and the week before.
Oh, did I sell you any tickets?
You certainly did on both occasions.
There's a bumper cash prize, you know.
Bumper or not, Henry, it is unlikely to add up to the amount of cash I've already spent on the tickets.
But the draw is this evening, and I've got three left.
Well, I'm very sorry, Henry, but the bishop's pocket is not bottomless. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have an appointment.
Of course, Bishop, of course. Say no more. Where are you going?
The local point-to-point, Henry. Lord Ringmold has asked me to give away the prizes.
The point-to-point? Oh, I always go to that.
Do you, Henry?
Yes, I'm a member.
Henry, I'd no idea you were in an habitué of the turf.
Rather, Bishop. I used to ride when I was a boy. It was my ambition to be a jockey.
Really? What stopped you?
I started to grow.
Really, Henry? Well, shall we see you there this afternoon?
Alas, not this year, I'm afraid. I must sell these tickets.
Oh, well, yes, of course, Henry. I'd forgotten about your tickets.
Well, tell me, will you be having a flutter?
A flutter?
Yes, you know, bet your fancy. Have a bet.
A bet? Oh, Henry, no, I don't think so. Not in my position. I mean, I never gamble.
What about these tickets of mine? They're gambling.
Oh, surely not, Henry.
I'll prove it.
How?
Well, just take this ticket.
What for?
Well, read what it says on the back.
Printed to comply with Section 44 of the Betting and Gaming Lotteries Act 1963.
You see?
Yes, but it's not gambling, Henry, not real gambling.
And neither is putting a couple of bob on a horse.
Yes, well, I suppose you have a point there, Henry. I must say it would make it more fun, wouldn't it?
Of course it would, Bishop. You have a flutter.
Yes, Henry. Now you put me straight on this matter, I think I will. Thank you.
Not at all, Bishop. Not at all. Have you got 25p?
Yes, here. What do you want it for?
that ticket in your hand, Bishop.
But I don't want it. Here, take it back.
Sorry, Bishop, I can't.
Why not?
It's been torn out.
Oh, really?
Here I am, my lord.
Newt, what on earth have you got on?
Only my jumpers, my little hacking jacket.
Whatever for?
They're my riding clothes.
Riding clothes? And what, pray, do you ever ride except on a bus?
Well, I used to. I was a member of the Pony Club. I won a prize at the Gymkhana.
I'm not surprised if you went dressed like that. Go and get your coat on and hurry up.
All right, my lord. Oh, good morning, Archdeacon.
Good morning, Newt. My word, you're in luck.
Am I, Archdeacon?
Rather. I've managed to keep a couple of tickets for the old people's draw.
But, Archdeacon, I've bought hundreds already.
There's a bumper cash prize.
Henry, hands off Newt.
Oh, but Bishop.
Oh, really, Henry, you heard what I said. Now, hurry up, Newt.
Right, my lord.
Now, where's the St. Ogg's Gazette? Oh, here we are. Now, which horse shall I back in the first race? What on earth are you laughing at, Newt?
Nothing, my lord. It was just something I thought I heard you say.
Oh, what was that?
I thought I heard you say, which horse shall I back in the first race?
Oh. That is what I did say, Newt.
What? But, my lord, surely you don't intend to gamble.
Gamble? Oh, really, Newt, putting a few pence on a horse isn't gambling.
Isn't it, my lord? I always thought it was.
No, no, no. Now, allow me to put you straight on this. It's no more real gambling than Henry's old people's draw.
But that isn't gambling, my lord. That's for charity.
Yes, but it's still technical gambling, isn't it, Henry?
Certainly. Would you like me to prove it?
No, Henry, no. There is no need for that.
But there is, my lord. Please, will you prove it to me, Archdeacon?
Well, if you insist. There you are.
What's this for?
Read what it says on the back, Newt.
Keep in a safe place.
No, not that. The bit about the lotteries act.
Oh, I see. Well, fancy that. Thank you very much, Archdeacon.
Not at all. That'll be 25p.
But I don't want to buy it.
You will have to, Newt. The Archdeacon has torn it out now.
Oh, Moses.
Never mind. It may be the lucky one.
But I haven't got 25p. My lord.
Yes, Newt.
I'm awfully sorry, but please, can you lend me 25p?
Oh, really, Newt? This is too much.
No, it isn't. No, it's just right. Thank you. Here you are, Archdeacon.
Thank you, Newt. Well, Bishop, I think I'll go.
Yes, Henry, I think perhaps you'd better. Oh, see who that is, will you, Newt?
Yes, my lord.
Bishop.
Yes, Henry?
You wouldn't feel inclined to help me out with this last ticket.
No, Henry, I would not.
It's the Dean, my lord.
Oh, just as we're leaving. You better show him in.
Right, my lord.
Henry, knowing the Dean's views, I don't think there's any need to tell him I'm going to the races.
Oh, no, Bishop. No need at all.
Why, what do you mean?
Well, not with Newt dressed like that.
What? Oh, this good gracious.
The Dean, my lord.
Good morning, my lord. I see you are going to the point to point.
Well, yes, Dean, as it happens, I am, yes. I received a letter from Lord Ringbold, he's the president, you know, begging me to attend the function and present the prizes. Well, of course, I gave the matter considerable thought, looked at it, as you might say, from all points of view, both clerical and lay, and finally decided on balance I couldn't very well get out of it.
I should hope not. One should never attempt to evade one's social responsibilities.
Oh, of course not, Dean. No. Now, what can I do for you?
Well, my lord, I have to go out for the afternoon, and we have workmen in the deanery. And I'm wondering if you could take charge of the Kneeler Fund. I should not wish it to be a temptation.
But can't you take it with you?
Not where I am going. The risk of its being stolen is too great.
Oh, really?
I have to go to meet the new Roman Catholic bishop. It's part of the ecumenical dialogue we are conducting.
Really? Well, I fear that dialogue's doomed to failure.
Well, what makes you say that?
Well, if you can't even go and meet the man without being frightened, he'll pinch your Kneeler Fund.
I meant the risk of its being stolen on the journey, my lord. I have to cross London on the Underground Railway, and it is a large sum of money.
£37. Oh, of course, Dean, of course, yes. Leave it with me, by all means. I'll put it in my pocket and guard it with my life.
Thank you, my lord. Here you are. It's all in this envelope. If you wish to count
it... No, there'll be no need for that. If you say it's all there, I trust you, Dean.
Thank you, my lord, if you'll just sign this.
What's that?
My receipt.
Very well, Dean. There you are.
Thank you, my lord. I will return to collect the money at 6 o'clock.
Of course, I'd be delighted to be of use.
Then, most kind. Well, well, I don't envy you this afternoon, my lord.
Don't you, Dean?
Horse racing. I always find it very tedious. I can never get concerned as to which horse will win.
Have you tried having a few pence on one of them, Dean? Are you advocating gambling, Note?
Gambling? Gracious, no. That isn't gambling, not real gambling.
I should be interested to learn the difference.
Would you? Well, you want to ask the bishop. He'll put you straight on it.
Indeed. I am all ears, my lord.
Well, what my chaplain really means, Dean, is that to put a few pence on a horse is no more gambling than, Henry, show the Dean the last ticket.
with pleasure, Bishop. There you are, Dean.
What is this?
That is a ticket for Henry's old people's draw. I expect he's sold you some already.
Indeed he has not.
Oh? Why not?
I refuse to buy them because it is gambling.
But not real gambling, Dean.
Of course it is. Now you take this ticket. There. Turn to the back, and you will see it says printed to comply with Section 44 of the Betting, Gaming, and Lotteries Act 1963.
Well, yes, Dean.
Well, is that or is it not gambling?
Well, I suppose if you say so, yes.
Indeed I do, my lord, and I trust that you do not intend to gamble this afternoon.
Oh, well, Dean, I may just have a little bet, you know, just for fun.
But will you know when to stop?
Of course I shall.
What are the bad examples?
I consider it rather a good example, Dean. I shall show people that it's possible to have a little fun without losing control.
I only hope you will be as confident when I see you this evening, my lord. And now, if you will excuse me.
Oh, let me show you out.
Thank you, Note. Good morning, gentlemen.
Oh, really, Henry, that man to suggest that I shall lose control. I shan't, shall I, Henry?
Hardly, Bishop. But if you're worried, don't take more money with you than you need to spend.
What a splendid notion, Henry. Of course, I'll leave my wallet here in the desk and just take the exact sum with me. Then I shan't be tempted. Now, how much shall I take?
Ooh.
50 pence.
Oh, I should take a pound.
A pound? Isn't that rather a lot, Henry?
Well, 75p, then.
Yes, Henry, 75p. That's a most suitable sum. Oh, I haven't got it. I've only got a pound note.
Never mind. I can give you change.
Oh, thank you, dear old friend. You always come to the rescue, don't you?
It's a pleasure, Bishop. There we are. 75 pence, and I'll take the pound.
Thank you. Thank you, Henry.
What's up?
Well, you owe me 25 pence.
No, Bishop. That's for the ticket.
What ticket?
The one in your hand. The one you told me to tear out of the book. For the Dean.
Henry, what does this mean?
Mean? It means that I've sold the last ticket and I can come to the races after all.
Oh, Henry, really?
And it's Banbury Cross from Lansborough in the last few yards. A magnificent burst of speed, and he's made it.
Banbury Cross is the winner of the Hawley Farmers Challenge Bowl, owned and ridden by Mr. Jack Cobb.
I knew it! I knew it! I knew Banbury Cross would win as soon as they started.
Well, it's a pity you couldn't have realized it a bit earlier, Luke.
How much have you lost, Henry?
Nothing, Bishop.
Nothing? But I thought you backed Larkspur.
No fear.
But you told me you thought he was bound to win.
No, Bishop. I said people thought he was bound to win.
Oh, really? Well, I haven't won a single race. Do you realize I've lost 50 pence?
Never mind, Bishop. Bet your last 25p on Thunderbolt in the next race.
Thank you, Henry. I've had enough of your tips.
Ah, there you are, Bishop. Did you get a good view of that last race?
Yes, thank you, Lord Ringmold. Oh, I saw all I needed.
I always think this is rather a good spot here by the weighing-in tent. You see it all. Ah, here come the riders now to be waiting after the race. Well done, Bob. A classic. An absolute classic.
Thank you, my lord. Did you do as I told you, Mr. Archdeacon?
Yes, thank you, Jack. I'm just going to collect my winnings. Henry! Do you know Mr. Cobb?
Know him, Bishop? I christened him.
Well, see you later.
It looks as though the Archdeacon has picked a winner, Bishop.
Yes, I prefer to say he's profited by an unfair advantage over the rest of us.
I had no idea you men of the cloth went in for gambling.
Oh, the Bishop does it to set a good example.
I'm glad to hear it, Bishop. I like a sportsman. Now, let's have a look at the card. Anything offensive?
Well, the Archdeacon, whose judgment I don't really rely on, mentioned Thunderbolt. I see it belongs to you.
Ah, you couldn't do better. He's a dark horse.
Indeed? I had no idea color made any difference.
No, I mean that nobody knows him here. He qualified in Ireland, but he's a certainty, take it from me. He knows the way home.
Oh, well, if you recommend him so strongly...
Oh, I do. I tell you what. Why don't you pop down now, find a bookie, and make an anti-post bet?
What's that?
Well, you agree a price with him, so that whatever happens to the betting when the people see the horse in the paddock, you still get the agreed odds if he wins.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I'll go at once.
Now, hold on. You can't go yet. You've got to present the prize.
Oh, yes, I see. Well, Newt, you heard what to do, didn't you?
No, my lord.
Go and put an anti-post bet on Thunderbolt.
Right, my lord.
Which is the prize, Lord Ringmold?
That one. The Hawley Farmer's Challenge Book.
Oh, gracious. It looks as though lifting it will be the challenge.
Yes, it's a beautiful bowl, isn't it? Solid silver. Weighs 50 pounds. Excuse me, I'll go and tell them to make the announcement.
Right. Now, I must just have a last look at my speech. Hey, Newt, what are you waiting about for?
You haven't given me any money, my lord.
Oh, money, yes, of course, yes. It's in the pocket of my overcoat on the chair.
Oh, right.
Have you found it?
Yes, my lord. How much shall I put on?
All of it.
Well, then. Well, doesn't that come under the heading of losing control?
Oh, don't be such an old boy. Go and do as I say.
Very well, my lord. I only hope you won't regret it.
Tennis way on Spartacus.
614 each way on number 356.
And 30 to win on Indian Chief, mate.
615 to win on number 7. 150.
Good afternoon.
Yes?
I wish to make an anti-post bet on Thunderbolt for the Bishop.
For how much?
It's in this envelope.
Right, give it here. Well, let's see. 20... 37 pounds? Blimey, what is it? The Easter offering?
And thus we remember our duty as Christians. And now it gives me great pleasure to present to Mr. Cobb the Hawley Farmer's Challenge Bowl. Hold on. That is, if I can manage to lift it.
On the hand, Bishop.
Oh, that's very kind of you, Lord Ringbold. Yeah,
it is heavy, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
May I help, my lord?
Are you going to present the prize to yourself, Mr. Cobb?
Well, it looks like it, doesn't it, my lord? I'll just lean across the table and lift it up.
What's the matter, Mr. Cobb?
My back. It's gone. Get the doctor from the weighing-in tent, quick.
The doctor?
I'm a doctor. Come here. What's wrong?
My back, doctor. I can't move.
Let's have a look.
Oh, dear me, that's lucky that he's finished riding for the afternoon, isn't it?
But he hasn't. He's riding Thunderbolt in the last race.
What?
This is a bad business, my lord.
Well, what is it, Doctor?
But it looks like a slipped disc.
Oh.
We must get him home at once. Stretcher! Stretcher! This way!
What bad luck. Well, I should have to scratch Thunderbolt, I'm afraid.
I put all the money on Thunderbolt. 40-1, my lord. The bookmaker wasn't too keen, but I persuaded him.
Well, you can just go and unpersuade him, Newt. Thunderbolt is not going to run.
Oh, golly. He won't be very pleased.
Well, he should be delighted.
Why, Lord Ringmold?
Well, because with an anti-post bet, he keeps the money.
Hey. Oh, no. How dreadful. My lord, what will you do?
Do, Newt. I shall lose my money, of course.
Oh, my lord, I do admire you.
Thank you.
How much have you lost, Bishop?
25 pence.
£37.
How much?
25 pence.
£37.
£37?
For all the money in your pockets.
Yes, all 25 pence.
No, all £37. In this envelope.
Oh, no!
What's the matter?
Well, I didn't mean you to put that on.
Oh, dear, I knew it. You did lose control.
Of course I didn't lose control. The money in that envelope was the Dean's Kneeler Fund.
Most.
Oh. Is there no chance of getting it back, Lord Ringmold?
Well, only if Thunderbolt runs.
What? You mean if somebody else can ride him?
Oh, anyone can ride him, but it's the last race. All the riders who aren't in it... I've gone home,
but I've got to get that money back. Newt.
What, my lord?
You ride, don't you?
Me, my lord?
Well, you said you did this morning.
What? Oh, no, my lord. No, I couldn't ride. Not a great big horse like
that. Well,
oh, no.
Of course. Who told you you were a member of the Pony Club?
But that was ages ago.
And you won a prize in a gymkhana.
But that wasn't for riding, my lord.
Well, what was it for?
Polishing my saddle.
Well, it shows you've got a grasp of the fundamentals, anyway. How about it, Lord Ringmold? Will you give him a chance?
Well, he doesn't look like much of a horseman.
Oh, no, I'm not. No, really, I'm not.
Still, that horse hardly needs riding, as I told you. He knows the way home.
That settles it, then.
But those jumps, those huge jumps. I've never jumped, I can't.
Well, now's your chance.
Come on, then. Come on, let's go and give his name to the stewards. I take it you're a member.
Me? Oh, no, I'm not a member. No, I don't want to join.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Well, it's a rule. Well, he's got to be either a member, son of the owner, or a serving member of Her Majesty's forces.
He's chaplain to the Sea Scouts.
Oh, no good, I'm afraid.
Well, couldn't we ask him to stretch a point?
Not a chance. Oh, it's all impossible, and we shan't find anyone else to ride him. More than this 11th hour. Well, short of a small miracle.
No, I suppose not. Miracle? A small miracle, did you say?
Yes, well...
I've got an idea.
Well, Bishop, of course, miracles are more your department than mine.
Well, I've thought of someone.
Is he a member?
Yes, he is. Mark you, it's some time since he rode.
Oh, that's nothing, Adam. As soon as he gets on a horse, it'll all come back. What's his name?
Yes, sir. Who is it, my lord?
Ah, there you are, Bishop.
Henry.
Have you decided what to back in the last race yet?
Well, Henry, that is what I wanted to have a word with you about. You know you told me that you used to ride when you were a boy?
Rather, Bishop.
Well, did you ever race?
Race me, Bishop? Oh, gracious, yes. All the time.
That settles it then, Lord Ringmold. Would you care to lead the way to the steward's tent?
Just coming on to start his orders. A couple of them are playing up a bit.
Can you see Newt?
No, my lord. Can you, Lord Ringmold?
Isn't that him? Second from the left.
Oh, yes. Look, my lord. I hardly recognized him. That purple shirt with the yellow spots rather suits him, don't you think?
Oh, indeed, yes, Newt. It's most becoming. I'm bound to say, with his cap on, old Henry looks very professional.
Attention, please. Attention, please.
He's making an announcement.
This race is over a course of 2 miles, 3 furlongs,
and has two of the stiffest fences on it.
Oh, dear, poor old Henry.
Don't you think you should stop him from riding, my lord?
Oh, well, it's too late for that now, Newt.
But he's not a young man. Supposing something went wrong?
Oh, Newt, don't. I mean, please don't even mention the possibility. It's something I can't bear to contemplate.
Well, I'm sorry, my lord, but I think it's something you simply must contemplate. After all, if something did go wrong, you'd have to face yourself.
Never mind myself, Newt. It's the Dean I've got to face. We must recover his Kneeler Fund. Henry's got to ride, and what's more, he has got to win.
I don't worry too much about the Archdeacon, my boy. A man of his age rode in the Grand National a few years ago.
Did he, Lord Ringmills?
Yes, you remember, Bishop?
Yes, I believe I do, now that you mention it.
Well, you must. I mean, it was all the papers. They all had photos of him.
Why, did he win?
No, he fell off.
Oh.
Spartacus is just a little ahead with Indian Chief on his right.
How's he doing? How's he?
Spartacus has it from Indian Chief, and Thunderbolt is lying third.
Yeah, he likes that. Now.
Oh, he's made a splendid start. Here, see for yourself. Ooh, take my binoculars.
Oh, come on, Henry. Think of the Kneeler Fund.
They're coming up to the first jump now.
Oh, I can't look.
And there they go.
Is he over?
No, he's refused.
I don't blame him.
Oh. What's he doing?
He's turning. He's probably going to have another shot at it.
Oh, come on, Henry, come on.
Hello, hello. He's turned round. He's galloping across the course.
What? Where's he going?
He's going into the paddock. Good heavens, look. The horse is going up into the horse box. What can it mean?
It means that you were right, Lord Ringmold. The horse does know his own way home. Oh, come on. Let's go and see what's happened.
Right, Archdeacon.
Yes, thank you, Newt. Fit as a fiddle.
But why on earth did you let the creature do it, Henry? I thought you said you used to ride.
So I did, Bishop.
Didn't it come back, Archdeacon?
I'm afraid not. You see, it was all so different.
What was?
Well, the saddle, chiefly.
The saddle? Was something wrong with it?
You see, I've never used one before.
What? Do you mean to say you used to ride bareback, Henry?
Yes, Bishop, and barefoot.
Where on earth did you ride like that, Archdeacon?
At Margate, on the sands. Those donkeys, they used to fairly fly along.
Oh, come along into the study. Ooh, really, how am I to replace the Dean's Kneeler Fund money?
Now, have you had a good look in your wallet, my lord?
Yes, Newton, I checked the petty cash, but there's only £5 altogether. What's the time?
6:02.
That's it, then. The Dean's always punctual.
But we can explain, my lord.
No, not to the Dean, Newt.
There he is. Will you go, my lord?
No, Newt. You go.
Wouldn't you prefer to go?
No, Newt. I should prefer you to go.
But, my lord,
It's only me, Bishop.
Ah, there you are, Henry. You've taken a long time with that mustard bath.
Sorry, Bishop. I had a little job to do. The old people's draw. And you won it.
Hey. I what?
You won the bumper cash prize.
Oh, congratulations, my lord.
I can't believe it. How much is it?
30 guineas, Bishop.
Oh, good heavens, that'll be the Dean. Quick, Henry, give me that money.
Here you are, Bishop.
Thank you, 30 guineas. How much is that?
£31.50, my lord.
But that's not enough. The Kneeler Fund was £37.
Well, it's £5 in the petty cash.
Yes, so there is. Well, that makes £36.50. Quick, turn your pockets out. Turn them out.
Right.
60. 75. 80. 95.
Oh, he's getting impatient, my lord.
Well, he'll have to wait. 90, 95, 97, and a half. 99 and a half. I want a half, Newt. Quick, a half.
Yes.
Allow me.
Thank you, Henry. Thank you, old dear old friend. I can always rely upon you. Now, quickly, Newt, the envelope.
There you are, my lord. Shall I answer the door?
No, Newt. I will. It will be a pleasure.
In that episode of All Gas and Gators, the parts were played as follows. The Archdeacon, Robertson Hare, the Bishop, William Mervyn, the Dean, John Barron, the Chaplain, Jonathan Cecil, Lord Ringmold, Ballard Barkley, the Commentator, Malcolm Hayes, Jack Cobb, John Sampson, Dr. Manning Wilson. The Bishop Has a Flutter was written for television and adapted for radio by Pauline Devaney and Edward Apps. The program was produced by David Hatch.